Johannes Badrut steps up to the starting line with a skeleton toboggan. Badrut, 38 years old, is one of the best riders to ever race down the icy track of the Cresta Run, St. Moritz's legendary tobogganing course. He's a record holder on the run and is the only rider to have ever won the Cresta Grand Slam twice by coming first in all four of its big races. The run was developed in the late 19th century by British tourists with the help of Badrut's great-great-grandfather, the hotel owner, who had a vested interest in finding winter pastimes for the tourists. The current Badrut, his namesake, was forced to take up the sport by his father. Riding the Cresta is as much a part of the family inheritance as the hotel business.
He demanded from me that I ride the Cresta, and so I did. And from the first ride ever I had on the Cresta, I was addicted to it. I was so amazed by the sport. I loved it. And I've been riding now since, I think, 18, 19 years. I love it all. I've always loved it. But it was like kind of like I was forced to do it.
As legendary as the Cresta Run is the story of how, in the summer of 1864, Johannes Badrut struck a deal with some of his British guests. He said he would open his hotel for them in winter if they would make the long journey to St. Moritz, and would pay for the return trip if they didn't like the resort at that time of the year. The rest is history, as I find out later in the day when I meet up with the latest Badrut at the family hotel, Badrut's Palace, still the number one address in St. Moritz, and very much the winter digs of the jet set.
You must imagine there must have been nothing to do in wintertime except sit in the hotel lobby and talk and drink and God knows what. So these English people had like, they were getting bored probably, and so they started going outside and looking for some entertainment, things to do. And they probably discovered this tobogganing.
In the winter season today, rooms at the palace start at 450 francs and go up to 4,500 for a night. One of Switzerland's most exclusive hotels, it also was, and still is to this day, home to Johannes Badrut.
Yeah, I grew up here in the hotel. I spent most of my life here in the hotel, actually. And that's why I see how things have changed. But I mean, it's not necessarily St. Moritz per se. It's happening to the whole world nowadays.
Even though he's only 38 years old, he remembers, he says, when guests would check into the hotel for the entire winter.
I don't like, for instance, that it has opened up to a lot of people coming just for one day or 2 days, just to say that they've been here and then they leave again. Because what made St. Moritz famous was the people that came here and spent a considerable amount of time here. They kept on coming year after year to meet up here. And through that, they developed very long-lasting friendships, and also they started different kinds of winter sports, such as the Cresta. And this was basically ideas of people that came here on vacation, and they thought, what can we do to have fun together? And they started things like that.
The family has changed as well. The current Badrut is the first direct descendant of Johannes Badrut not to run the hotel. The family handed over the management to an American hotel conglomerate 3 years ago, and Badrut has himself succumbed to the ease of travel and the attractions elsewhere in the world, only spending the winter months in St. Moritz.
I decided to choose another life, and I decided to move away from St. Moritz simply because I grew up here, and once you are in your 20s, it becomes kind of a difficult place to live in, because as I said, it's a place where it's easy to get abandoned, because people just come, stay a week, two, and then they leave again. That's when it becomes difficult, actually.
A dedicated sportsman who says he's addicted to speed, Badrut has been a racing car driver and admits that there are few sports he hasn't tried. He also says he loves being on the ocean more than in the mountains. But back at the Cresta Clubhouse, he says he wants to pass on his family heritage, including, of course, the Cresta Run, to his young son.
Now I have to say I have a son. He's 4.5 years old. And I would be the happiest father if he would, as soon as he's old enough, ride the Cresta. I would be really very, very happy. And I'm going to make sure that he's going to ride the Cresta. I bought him already a little toboggan, little Cresta toboggan. And I want him to to ride it and ride it well, because it would make me very happy.
Thank you.